Local farmers have been using a lot of hay over the past 2 weeks, primarily because of the recent winter storm. It appears as though farmers in Rockingham and surrounding counties have sufficient hay on hand, but if this ice pack stays with us for much longer, hay inventories may be on the short side. Looking at current hay prices in the Shenandoah Valley, the most recent hay auction in Rockingham County had large round bales of good quality mixed grass hay ranging from $50 to $70 per bale. Local farmers are also watching the agricultural weather forecast for the rest of February. We should see a warming trend next week with daytime highs ranging from the mid-40s to the low-50s, and then looking out to the final week of February, it should be colder, with the possibility of snow. Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has some reminders about food safety this weekend.
Watching a game, football, that calls for audibles on the field, you as the Super Bowl party chef or planner may choose to call an audible of your own regarding food prep, takeout, or delivery of fare for the big game. USDA food safety expert Meredith Carruthers, what are some safety tips to consider regarding takeout or delivery? Say chicken wings, for instance.
Try and time it to where it's closer to when you're going to serve it, or have a plan for how you're going to keep them at a safe temperature until it's time to serve.
With the two-hour rule in consideration, never leave food out at room temperature beyond 2 hours to avoid potential foodborne bacteria. So for example,
my party isn't starting till 4 p.m., but it's easiest for me to get these wings delivered at noon. Are you going to put them in the refrigerator and then reheat them later, or putting them in an oven turned on low setting has to be above 140 degrees and keeping them warm throughout until you start to serve them.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod, for that report. For News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSVA, I'm Ish.